Yesterday, towards the end of the show, we were talking about this in the studio, and then we were asking on air. The government shutdown's still going on, right? I mean, I don't think they decided anything yesterday. They all yelled at each other and whatever, but nothing got done. And we've been seeing more and more folks with TSA, and then we found out folks in the Coast Guard aren't getting paid either.
Yeah, today will actually be the second paycheck they miss since the government shutdown.
And we're not getting political, but all we're saying is, like, anybody listening right now, you're going to work, you're doing whatever you're doing to take care of your family, you try to go without two paychecks in a row and see what's going to be like. And as a guy who spent 9 years in the service, we didn't make that much money. Everyone's like, you guys make a ton of money in the service.
You know.
No.
Hot dogs and ramen noodles, man.
Exactly. So we threw this out yesterday on the air. We were like, well, maybe we can do something. But we didn't know what it was like down at the Coast Guard station for Station Detroit. And we got this call right at the end of the show. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. So now we understand. So now we were asking about, we're trying to figure out, like, for Station Detroit, the Coast Guard down Jefferson. So do you know somebody there?
Yeah, my husband works there.
Is he in the Coast Guard?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you tell him on behalf of everybody listening, thank you so much for his service and you for being a wife and supporting him there. So now, how's it going? How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're actually a lot more fortunate than a lot of the younger families that are involved in this. But we're doing okay. It kind of stinks to, you know, have to dip into savings for something that doesn't have anything to do with you. So
we were thinking about trying to work it out where maybe we could take some lunch down there, at least to show them that people here in the Motor City are thinking about them and want to say thank you. How many people do you think are working there at any one time or are on station?
I believe there is approximately 80 employees down there.
Okay.
And then Selfridge also has the air station, and they have like 100 employees.
Right.
Right.
Now, are we wrong in saying, like, from what I understand, the Coast Guard, because they're a Department of Transportation, you're not getting paid, but some of the other branches of the military are. Is that right?
Yes. All the other branches get paid because they are under Department of Defense.
Yep.
And we are actually under Department of Homeland Security.
That's right. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling and letting us know, too. We appreciate it. You hang in there, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we get off the phone with her at the end of the show. We threw it out here at the radio station. We had some folks make some calls. And just like that, Mission Barbecue stepped up. So we're going down Monday after the show, and they're going to serve. It's 100. We're taking lunch for 100 down to Station Detroit to the Coast Guard.
I'm so excited.
You know what's so cool about this? And the reason we wanted to say this is, first of all, to the men and women who serve, but to do this without a check, I saw a video yesterday. They're out there ice busting, making sure people are safe. They haven't stopped working, right? I mean, they're still out doing what they do every day. And then Mission Barbecue, and this isn't some paid thing. Neither you and I aren't getting any money from Mission Barbecue or anything. They just stepped up. And you'll also notice there's no spokesperson on the air from them talking about how excited they are.
They're very humble about what they do.
It's what they do. Exactly. You said it perfectly. It's what they do. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. The men and women at Mission Barbecue, that is their mission. You know, they started their barbecue joint on September 11th, 2011, 10 years after. And they consistently make donations to veterans groups all over the country, and they're already really involved here in the Motor City. And when they found out about it, they didn't even hesitate. They're like, we're in. We'll do it. So they're bringing the stuff down there. So to the folks who work at Mission Barbecue, you're awesome. To the men and women of the Coast Guard and everybody who's serving, you're awesome.
And we love you, and thank you.
And I'll tell you what we'll do. On Monday, we'll get pictures. We're not going to take pictures inside there and stuff. That's just for the men and women at the base. But we will put something up on our Facebook page, maybe, where you can leave a note for them, and we'll share that with them that way.
That's a good idea. Yeah, like, just, you know, hang in there, or just, you know, thank you, or we appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. So we'll do that. We'll get it again. Mission Barbecue, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And men and women of the Coast Guard, we love you.